This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story about job training that also touches on rising gun violence. There's a new program in Philadelphia this year that helps high school students fill their time with hands-on in-person training skills that might lead to a job. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Aaron Mozell has more.
Inside a community center, Greg Palmer is showing 10 young men how to use a power drill.
When it goes over to your left, that way, it's forward, right? When it goes over to your right, it's reverse.
Like most of his classmates, Nazir Anderson is completely new to carpentry. He's here because he liked the idea of learning something that could put money in his pocket for the rest of his life. But he says he's also thankful to have a space where he can let his guard down a bit and not think about the rise in gun violence in the city.
You could just like begin over something else, then something else gonna happen. It's just like, it just keep coming and coming and coming.
The nonprofit behind this free program is Unity in the Community. Founder Anton Moore says he recruited Anderson and all the others in the room because they each gave him a reason to be concerned about their future.
A lot of these young men are at-risk young men that could be somewhere else doing something negative, but they're here in this program learning.
Moore chose carpentry because of its potential to provide gainful employment, a tangible alternative. He says the goal is for students to either go into business for themselves or join one of the city's building trades unions for job opportunities that pay several times the city's minimum wage.
As you can see, the carpenters union, you're making $50 an hour. So that means you're close to making $100,000 a year. You can get your own house, your own car off a building with your hands.
Moore's program isn't city-backed or grant-funded. He says he personally fundraised the $60,000 himself by pitching the idea to local investors. Over the course of the 20-week program, the students will learn how to assemble doors and floors, put up sheetrock, and paint walls. They'll also get paid. The program pays the teens a stipend of $150 a week. Moore and his team will prepare the older students for required union exams and help connect younger students to freelance jobs. In Philadelphia, I'm Aaron Mozell for Marketplace.